Good morning. It's 7:52 on November the 9th, 2016. I don't really have any words. I've been trying to think for the last mile what I might talk about this morning. I need to try to get my head back in the game. I need to try to find some traction in what seems to be a very slippery slope. I'm working on the very good advice from my therapist, which is fake it till you make it. There's some wisdom in carrying on, because the opposite of that is untenable. Oh, God. Crud in my lungs this morning. So, in spite of the fact that I only had about 3 hours sleep, I'm up, I'm walking, I'm trying to carry on. Even if it's only going through the motions, even if it's only letting muscles work, even if it's only Only if it's even if it's only phoning it in, even if it's only just going through the motions. I've been worried for a while that so many people seem to be willing to get behind the forces of darkness. The USA Patriot Act was anything but an act of patriotism. And that goes back 15 years and keeps being reauthorized instead of repealed. Enough people repeated the lies loudly enough that they became truth. Well, fear is a powerful motivator, and right now I don't know many people who are not afraid. I know they're out there. I know there are people who are celebrating the defeat of what they see as the ultimate evil. By electing the ultimate outsider. By validating his lack of knowledge, his lack of compassion, his narcissism. I don't know how this is going to play out, because he can't keep his business and run the country. It's not a tenable situation. He can't have it passed off to his family. And trust me is not a policy. But fear is a powerful motivator. And I don't know anybody who is not afraid this morning. Including me. I am terrified. We have emboldened the worst part of our society. We have emboldened the intolerant. We have emboldened the misogynist. We have emboldened those who are so afraid of Sharia law that they're willing to adopt Old Testament law. their zeal to support the Second Amendment, they're willing to throw the First Amendment under the bus. Now, I realize that this is probably not the truth. This is probably not what people voted for. I can appreciate the sentiment of, I want my country back. Because it was Monk Post. It was my life for so many years. I want my country back. And the problem is that I guess I was just too idealistic. I guess I just thought, there would be enough people who would be unwilling to burn down a house in order to get change. And I'm afraid of the change that we're going to get. I'm pretty sure there's going to be change. I'm pretty sure that change is coming. That winter is coming. That the White Walkers are coming. I'm afraid for my children. I'm afraid for everybody's children. the truth is, if I can stave off the fear, if I can push aside the despair, if I can trust that even a stacked court will support the Bill of Rights, that the people, the majority of people who voted to burn down the house, weren't aware of the potential for dousing the Republic in gasoline and electing a Zippo lighter to president. And maybe I'm just worried over nothing. Maybe he's too incompetent to understand what his powers actually are. Or maybe he's competent enough to understand the responsibility that he now holds. But he's backed by Congress that I trust less with my well-being than just about anything I can think of right at the moment. We have a few days left. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I don't know. If watching us roll toward the cliff makes it any easier. Makes it seem any less fatal. Maybe this will be enough. Maybe having him elected will satisfy the racists, will satisfy the xenophobes. Will stop black churches from being bombed. At the moment, I don't really have a lot of faith. But here I am at the back gate. Fear is the mind killer, the little death. I'll be saying that a lot the next few weeks, I think. But for now, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.